अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभव,
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभव,
शिव
मनाभव,
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभव,
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभव,
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभव,
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभव,
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभव,
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभव,
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभव,
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभव,
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभव,
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभव,
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभव,
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभव,
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
मनाभव,
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभव,
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभव,
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभव,
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभव,
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभव,
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभव,
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभव,
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभव,
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभव, हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार, रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभव, शिव मनाभव।
Om Shanti. The master was in happy mood. Seeing his expansive expressions, the disciples asked him a question. Tell us, how did you reach this happy stage of life? What stations you passed through? And the master said, first of all, God took me to the world of sorrow. There I spent few years. Then God took me to the world of actions. I learned many things there. Then God took me to the world of love. And there, I learned many secrets and about mysteries of life. Then God took me to the world of silence. And in that silence, I met myself. Is that the end of everything? Asked the disciples. Is that the last station? The master reflected for a moment and said, no. At last God came and took me to his own temple and made me enter his own heart. And that was the world of laughter. And that was the last station. The world of laughter. And when we laugh, there is no anger within. And when we laugh, there is no resentment within. And when we laugh, there is no jealousy. There is no pride. Laughter is the utter expression of joyfulness. Laughter is the divine sanctuary. Where forces of negativity, iniquity cannot dare to venture. So laughter is the divine pathway that takes us to the kingdom of God. Everything that destroys our laughter is an hindrance. Today's first hack to connect with the divine is no complaint rule. Complain is the expression of inner dissatisfaction. Complained suggests inner disharmony. It is the revelation of inner negativity. It shows a resistance towards a person or situation. It gives the false impression that we are in control of the situation. But it is the utter dissipation of energy. When we complain, we are full of resistance, a subtle hatred, and hidden dissatisfaction. Drop the complaint, and when the acceptance comes, we flow, we move. We understand the utter futile nature of this complaint. The world drama is so perfect. So we are rising in revolt against this concept given by the supreme pedagogue, the divine teacher who has come. He has said, it is his dictate, it is his Srimad, It is His order. It is His philosophy. It is His version that this drama is perfect. Every actor has been given a part, and that actor is playing that part to the hilt. So where is the role of complaining, and against whom? But we become a complaint box. We have complained against the past. We have complained against people. And that keeps us in the state of utter anxiety, dissatisfaction, sorrow. If the person is filled with dissatisfaction, no matter how much he tries to hide, that complaint will come out. So the world of laughter, the world of joy, the world of happiness, the world of smile requires, as a prerequisite, put an end to all the complaints. They do not fulfill your divine mission. Watch their very nature. They will always stay. And that those complaints have nothing to do with situations or persons. If you think that situation is not good, even if that situation reverses, complaint will still remain. Because complaining nature again becomes an addiction. The second is single task awareness. When we are focused on one task, a mind remains unscattered. When we are doing 10 things together, mind gets divided. And divided mind cannot meditate. Fragmented intellect cannot focus. Meditation is the art of focusing. Zero in on one thought, one emotion, one idea. So make this habit. When you eat, just eat. When you walk, just walk. So that walking becomes meditation and eating becomes sadhana. And drinking becomes a prayer. When you listen, just listen. So that listening becomes a transformation. When you write, just write. Slowly, silently. So that writing becomes meditation. So single task awareness. This is the world of multitasking. Everyone has to do multiple tasks, but still develop this beautiful habit of focusing on one thing at a time. And everything becomes beautiful and elegant. The third is nature connection. Nature is harmless. Nature does not have negativity. Look at these trees. Look at the air. Look at the sky. Nature does not have jealousy. Nature does not compete. Nature does not have arguments. Nature does not have debates. Nature is free from vices. Nature is pure. So when you connect with nature, the purity flows within you. Whenever you go and sit in nature and reflect on the vastness of nature, you yourself, you realize the worthlessness of your own ego. Nature does not have any ego. Nature is tireless. Nature is beautiful. So when you sit in nature, beauty attracts beauty. Nature is pure. Purity attracts purity. Nature is silent. And when you sit in nature, that silence gets instilled in your personality. Nature is the vast library of secrets. Nature is the library of the universe. You sit and you download the mysteries and secrets of this universe. So connect with nature. Go and walk barefoot. Go and watch the sun rising and setting. Sun gazing, moon gazing, star gazing, tree gazing and tree hugging. Touch the leaves. Look at the flowers, the lilies. And they live in this moment. They have no worry, no stress, no tension. Look at the clouds, how they swiftly move. Listen to the birds. They sing. They don't have to take part in any singing competition. They don't want any trophies. They don't want any award. They are not bothered about less marks and more marks, about pass and fail. They just sing. They don't take any singing classes. They just sing. They just move. They don't take any flying classes. They just fly. Even if they fall sick, they know how to treat themselves. So when you connect with nature, nature is the biggest, the greatest, the highest physician. Nature is the supermarket, the divine emporium of bliss, happiness, of love, of purity. You go and sit. There is no business in nature. There is no given. There is no commerce. It is absolutely uncommercial, untouched. And when you connect with nature, you connect with your own very nature. Nature takes you towards the nature. So this connection is very useful to connect with the Supreme Father. Connection with nature imparts supernatural revelations. The next is lightness in relationships. We try to possess somebody. We try to manipulate, control somebody. And then the sorrow starts. Any attachment in relationships leads to disturbance, sorrows, breaking of hearts. Neutrality in relationships leads to lightness in relationships. Love is there, but this love doesn't want to hold. This love doesn't want to control somebody. True love gives space. True love is freedom. True love allows you to fly in the vast firmament of lightness. And the last is let go instantly. The more you hold past, you do not live in this moment. Every human being is carrying burden of past hurts, sorrow, suffering, events, circumstances. And this bojh, this burden, doesn't allow him to live in this moment. They are not here only. They are living in the past. Drop. Let go. More tightly you hold somebody, something, you will have pain and redness in your hand. Release. Let go. Let them breathe. There are people who are overcaring. Parents are most of the time overcaring about their children. That's why children feel irritated when their parents are around. They keep on instructing all the time, do this, do that, do this, do that. And they feel absolutely bugged, disturbed. They want to get rid of that. So this overcaring and over-pampering nature of parents sometimes becomes a reason of internal hatred. So let go of past. Be light in relationships. Connect with nature. Just take a long walk and watch. Watch the ants, how they walk. Watch the mosquitoes. Watch the squirrel, the dog, the cat. They teach you many things. Somebody was asking how these animals have their own paramdham? How many births animals take? Lion, how many births lion take? Can soul of lion enter into the body of goat? Or lions have their own world, goats have their own world, and how many births they have? And what, just as soul is satupradhan, so also animal soul was satupradhan. And from Dwapar, from the copper age, these animals also became violent. Nature became impure and animals become violent. Nature was pure and animals were non-violent in Satyug. In from the copper age, the animals became violent and nature became impure. And also, there is, but then they say that this lion has physiology, they are non-vegetarian. But then, their bodies must have also undergone physiological, anatomical and biochemical evolution, deterioration. That's why they became like this. From the copper age, man started the new business of hunting. And because of this, these animals also became violent. Otherwise, Baba says, in golden age, lion and goat, they drank from the same pond water. So this evolution of animals is again a point to be churned. If you ask Baba, Baba says, focus on remembering me. Forget all this. You don't have to bother about animal kingdom and who is the parampita of animals and how do they operate and what will happen to them and how to do their benefit, bring benefit to this animal kingdom. So on one side, animal kingdom, nature and human beings. These both depend on him. When he deteriorates, they deteriorate. When he evolves, they also evolve. When man will become 100% non-violent, lion will become 100% non-violent automatically. You don't have to bother. So connect with nature and you know the different secrets of nature. You will know where is the paramdham of these animals. Single task, just focus on one thing. If you're sitting, just listen. If you're writing, just write. If you're eating, just eat without mobile phone. Eating without mobile phone is the greatest sadhana. And the first is no complaint. Drop the complaints. Om Shanti.
हर अंधकार का दीपक
शिव मनाभ
हर चेतना में व्यापक
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर तृष्णा की तृप्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर पिंजरे का आकाश
शिव मनाभ
प्रकाश
शिव मनाभ
हर परीक्षा का साहस
शिव मनाभ
हर पल का सुहास
शिव मनाभ
हर घाव का मरहम
शिव मनाभ
हर दोष पर रहम
शिव मनाभ
हर मोह का विराग
शिव मनाभ
हर तप की आग
शिव मनाभ
हर बंधन से मुक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर संकल्प की शक्ति
शिव मनाभ
हर भय का ताबीज
शिव मनाभ
हर जय का बीज
शिव मनाभ
हर हृदय का आश्रय
शिव मनाभ
हर कदम में निश्चय
शिव मनाभ
हर आंसू की मुस्कान
शिव मनाभ
हर दिल का गान
शिव मनाभ
हर अभाव की संपन्नता
शिव मनाभ
हर संघर्ष की सहजता
शिव मनाभ
हर पीड़ा की राहत
शिव मनाभ
हर ऊर्जा की आहट
शिव मनाभ
हर रोग का इलाज
शिव मनाभ
हर योग का ताज
शिव मनाभ
हर शब्द का सार
शिव मनाभ
हर गली का हार
शिव मनाभ
हर थकान का विश्राम
शिव मनाभ
हर सीता का राम
शिव मनाभ
हर कंठ का जप
शिव मनाभ
अज पासा एक जप मन मनाभ हर लहर में शिव का गान मिटा देह का भार रोम रोम में बसा एक नाम शिव मनाभ शिव मनाभ।